From WNYC in New York, this is On the Media. Brooke Gladstone is away this week. I'm Bob Garfield. With Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, and now Nevada behind us, the media have been abuzz this week with coverage of the GOP frontrunner.
Senator Marco Rubio, now the favorite of the Republican establishment.
This political horse race is in the final stretch and headed to the finish line. And the Rubio campaign is reaching for the whip.
It's really a two-person race, and ultimately Rubio will still win.
Yeah, that's right. Marco Rubio. Granted, he isn't technically the frontrunner in the very narrow sense that he hasn't run in front. But he's placed third, fifth, and second place twice. So why quibble? Second place is exactly like first place, if you look at it a certain way. And the media certainly do.
Saturday night, while Marco Rubio was celebrating a second-place win in South Carolina,
comes back, turns it all around, comes in second in South Carolina.
Rubio has been racking up endorsements ever since he came out of South Carolina with that big second-place win. But
not just a second-place win. If you just ignore Donald Trump's 73,970 more votes, Rubio was second in a landslide. Hell, when you're willing to airbrush out an entire candidate, even third place is first place.
Donors rallied around Rubio after his third place victory in the Iowa caucuses.
Stick that third place in your eye. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. And don't get brainwashed by those self-important, you know, states with their so-called primaries and caucuses. Do they really matter? Not according to our frontrunner.
Well, first of all, we have to understand that you don't win the nomination by how many states you win.
Again, if you're going to be a stickler, that may be exactly how you win the nomination. But come on, look at his endorsements.
People like Tim Pawlenty, the former governor of Minnesota. Bob Dole, the former senator, former presidential candidate.
Rubio picked up the most coveted endorsement in South Carolina from Governor Nikki Haley.
Well, it looks like the Haley bump may have pushed Marco Rubio all the way to second place after all.
Here's Congressman Crescent Hardy explaining to MSNBC's Thomas Roberts that he supported Rubio because
we need somebody that's going to have a plan. Marco Rubio has a plan. He's discussed those plans. I believe it's the right direction to go, and I think that he can accomplish that.
But is there one thing you could name over the last year that you've seen firsthand on the Hill that he has done that demonstrates presidential character to be able to get things done?
On the Hill, I have not seen that. He's been running for a presidential race most of this year.
A full-throated endorsement, if ever there was one. If not necessarily for Rubio's record or policy positions, but for his inspiring lack of being Donald Trump. This is what happens when the unthinkable stares a party and a press corps right in the face. As someone who himself utterly dismissed Trump's prospects as recently as 2 months ago, believe me, I understand. But it's not just the weird combination of wishful thinking and abject denial. There's also a growing boosterism in which the media have become de facto volunteers in the Rubio campaign. Why, we're even helping with strategy.
Marco Rubio needs to start winning.
We're going to have to win some states and win some big delegate counts.
Rubio needs a win somewhere.
Marco Rubio really does need a victory.
One final note from a Republican I spoke with who said sooner or later, he needs to win a state and not just finish second or third.
Now, there's some shrewd analysis. In order to win, he has to start winning. It's practically a lock. Rubio says so himself.
There are states out there right now that if you were to win that state, it would more than make up the difference between first place and third place.
On Super Tuesday, you've got a lot of delegates up for grabs.
Yeah,
where do you think next Tuesday, where are you going to do well?
Well, we feel great in every one of those states and that we're going to pick up delegates in all of them. You know what I'm not going to do and get into this Joe Namath style, you know, prediction of we're going to win here or win there. We've never played that expectation game.
Senator Rubio says if the media and the GOP establishment say, if only. It's that simple. Now, the haters and the rational might point out that the polls don't currently project a Rubio win in any of those states voting next Tuesday. But what it comes down to is this. When reality is too distasteful, sometimes you just have to squint.